Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Craig Uden, talking about markets and price volatility in just a moment. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Lots of talk between the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the CME Group about how to make the markets better, how to make them more transparent, less volatile, and more reactive to fundamentals. Cattle producer Craig Uden is president-elect of NCBA. He believes that there's been some positive movement in all the talks.
Well, you know, one thing as we went through, we looked at volatility, we looked at price discovery and contract specs. The volatility is somewhat settled down and as the market has kind of collapsed and found a bottom, but there's still a lot of things that we have to deal with. One thing is the contract spec. Is the contract reflective of what the cattle that we're producing is out there? And so far we have to balance that contract because we have to have long participants as well as short participants. And when we have that contract out of balance, it really affects our market. So we're addressing that. There'll be some more conference calls. There's a lot of work being done direct with CME, a lot of changes on their part. And hopefully we can come to our convention and explain a lot of what's went on to our producers and we can move forward and try to address that. If we can balance that contract and get some stability of the contract reflecting what we're actually producing, that will help. Delivery points and how cattle are traded, and that's another key issue that we're working on. You know, CME has pushed real hard about having us look at cash settlement, and that has not really worked to the producer's advantage, we feel, for the hogs and or the feeder cattle. So we're going to continue to probably push back on that right now. I mean, we have to look at everything because we look at all things change and it's in business, but we're going to continue to work on cash, live cattle delivery and addressing those contract specs. On price discovery, I think we've made a lot of inroads there. We're seeing a lot more cattle being traded, unnegotiated, clear back to and a little above 2013 levels. And so that's stabilized a little bit in the country. We still have to have a valid cash trade in order to establish a market for that contract to work. Then we have to balance that contract. We have to have a good delivery mechanism. So I think there's a lot of moving parts. There's never a silver bullet. And as soon as we fix this, something else will pop up, and we'll have to probably deal with something else down the way.
We've been watching that Fed Cattle Exchange internet finished cattle marketplace. Is that one of those things that maybe will help?
Yeah, that's one of the tools, and it's just a part. And we saw a lot of people participate in that. The nice thing about that, you've seen different values for different types of cattle, different regions of cattle, where maybe there was a shortage of live cattle versus an oversupply. So it's functioned very well, but just having that and making producers aware that we need more negotiated trade and watching the producers engage in more negotiated trade has lent some stability to the market.
Cattle industry leader Craig Uden, who's president-elect of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
To boost your farm's bottom line, start with soil health. The 21st annual No Till in the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions, double from last year, and hear from 37 top speakers on soil health. Don't miss the popular No-Till Trade Show, presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, Agro Liquid, Needham Ag, and Pacines Ranch. Register now to save off walk-in rates at notill.org.